Welcome to the Cabin Fever Model Expo of 2024. This video will focus primarily on gas engines, hit and miss engines, steam engines, trains, and some boats. Thanks a lot for watching. Take care, and I hope you enjoy. We need to go up and get you the hand off that guy's table up there.
Yeah, there you go.
You know it's the hand I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah, we'll stick him right out the end here.
Oh yeah.
He has a cut off hand that has a watch on it with blood coming out of it. That needs to be like right there. That's a great piece. That really is.
It makes a good message. You don't even have to say anything.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Just looking at it.
It's an attention grabber.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you get the message real fast.
It's sharp in the blade, so.
Is it real sharp?
I think it'll happen now.
Hey, there was a kid coming by here today and he kept on seeing that. He kept on looking at it. And he says, hey, you gotta watch, man. That guy, he's missing one hand.
And you got a free watch out of the deal.
Oh, that was my best friend's watch. He passed away and I figured, I'm gonna put it to some use. They used to use these over at where I work and teach, you know, young people how to give shots.
Oh, really?
In the medical department.
Huh.
This is going to make me want to get a milling machine in LA.
Oh, I got a good.
I think you go over his place. Oh, let me show you something I built.
I wanted my shoes.
I couldn't bring this. I couldn't possibly bring this. All right, here it is.
I'm very glad you're very glad. You're always so young looking.
All the women wore clothes without snaps.
It was a tough one to build.
It became 66 inches across.
Because when they walk.
Mr. Gill?
Hey, how are you?
How are you, sir?
Good.
The one you just cleaned up and did the video of, right?
Yeah.
See, I was wondering if you were going to sell it. Yeah. That's a beautiful piece.
Yeah.
cook at the cool spring.
You go do your thing, Gil.
Thank you.
Say that is probably the most expensive kid toy ever made.
I believe it.
I just wanted to make sure you knew that. I was worried. Okay. Oh, take your time. It's out. I'm going to put it back over it in place.
All right. Bye.
Yeah.
like signs, billboards with signs. And I go to like Hershey, has a big car show. Carlisle has a couple big ones. We saw a guy pull a red hat, you know, old red hat gasoline. And yeah, he pulled it out of his van. It's still dark out. And he sold it, I want to say, $3,500 as soon as he pulled it out. This guy took it right down here and sold it for $7,500. That guy ended up at the other end and sold for $12,000. Before it was all said and done, it sold five times that day and made $15,000. Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
I know a guy that
it's basically like 2 hours.
Just up in Carlisle.
Yeah.
Most of his friends and everybody.
Yeah.
And he'll do that. He'll walk around early and buy something else. He'll be in his group 10 minutes later.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. The winch is crazy. I said that winch is crazy. I never saw it running before. He has some really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So how are you guys? Yeah, I took your recommendation last year and actually bought one of the Stars.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I thank you guys for that. It was an enjoyable build.
Bought a mechanics kit.
Yeah.
Run Grandpa.
Oh wow.
He built that engine from scratch. I own it now.
Do you really?
Yeah. I just going on 4 years now. We got a Rumley, a 29 model Rumley Model X. 1919 Titan 1020, I got to get restored again. A couple bleed tracks. A Cat 10 dozer with a blade. Dad built the blade for it. They never... Full tractors and everything else too.
Well, thanks for bringing them. Great display.
Yeah, like I said, I brought the other one. Nowhere to...
Yeah, nowhere to go. Yeah. All right, I'll see you soon. How are you?
I watch your videos all the time.
Ah, thank you, sir.
I just went over to see. I just watched off the internet. But it's my problem. I'm having a wrench. Why did that wrench part work without the bolt on that thing?
Yeah. I have an answer for that, too. Early ignition wrenches work perfectly because they're very small narrow. They were meant to get into yeah. And they have sets of...
I'm not going to Okay, go ahead.
What are we buying?
Oh, not buying anything. I'm furnishing the toy.
Is it a toy in there?
No, it'll start that up in a second. Well, it's moving. There we go. We're going to turn the air up.
Thank you, sir.
Are you literally just dropping?
Yeah, about one drop at each. Don't overdo it.
Okay, so nothing.
And did you make all that? Whose is that? Good for you. How long did that take you?
You say a year.
So it is a quarter scale model reef.
Yes.
It's a good runner. This one runs?
Yeah. Lightly touch, just lightly.
Just
just depends where it stops, I guess. If it stops between two of the magnets.
This is a Tesla turbine. I've pushed this over 6,000 RPMs.
So
it smoked the bearings in there.
The model, though, it's a real engine. You're just saying it's too heavy to lug around.
Yeah, it is that too. It is heavy. It's like two people to take it off.
Gotcha. Now, is your fan running?
And they are genuine 2-to-1.
Wow. So you cut the gears and all. You cut all. John?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. I don't see any M's.
Well, maybe next year.
Keep me in the loop.
Yeah.
I looked for you. I missed you at Rough and Tumble.
Yeah, I didn't see you there.
Were you there? Were, yes, I was, but you were, I didn't display. I came as a spectator, and you were running around, Harold. Mr. Joe, how are you?
Good. Good to see you, sir.
It'll probably go higher, right at the end, you know. But it's 5 minutes, 20 seconds is going off. I'll put it here, please.
Hopefully.
Well, they're going off later.
Oh, okay.
This one's up to $3,000. And that one's up to $2,100. That's well worth $2,100.
I got that one from up here years ago.
It is a Harman.
Huh?
It is a Harman. How you doing?
Yeah, I got to get those out of fuel. It's card somewhere.
Somebody took it.
Well, I told him, I said, I don't take credit. I ain't going to take credit from the car, so I'll put your card on there and let people know it's yours. I changed a few bolts, you know. It's just minor things. Me and Mel's kind of picky. I didn't like the skid, so I changed that.
I really made the engine. That's why I put my eye was that woodwork one.
I didn't like the skid. That's fine. It's just everybody's fair.
He made a lot. He said the radio.
You'd be a surprise when you put a regular engine on one of those parts and they got all the woodwork like that. It really makes the engine pop.
It does. But then I ground it out around a little bit, you know.
Then he'll put the milk on and say, remember, you did it.
I got a guy that's
the six work on. I got another one.
Why am I looking at like a dog?
Really, Fargo, both sides, six sides. Fargo, both sides. One side, one side.
So, is this a kit? It is a kit. Thank you for bringing everything. Appreciate it.
Well, I hope I am. Well, what are you waiting on? Car, the Maxwell car.
Oh.
1885.
You don't have one of those.
That's what I just said.
I think that's a pretty good engineer.
I asked him and he said no.
I like to add that.
You
must.
You're up there.
You have to give a card and say,
Paul. How come you don't have one of them? Well, do you know, Paul?
You needed just now.
Just really?
I swear, I literally just walked over and turned the camera on it just now. Now hit him up though. I don't think anybody was behind me.
Yeah. Yeah, now you can see it. That's it. That is work of art.
Thank you, sir.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Wow.
I've got a notebook here where I kept all my drawings and notes.
How long did it take you?
This was about 1,500 hours over a 12-year period.
Wow.
I had a lot of family situations.
Yeah, people step away, yep. I mean, the detail on it is just...
Boats like this, are you going to run it? This could be a boiler. You can actually build a fire in that boiler and make steam. But I'm not going to do it.
No. Because it's too...
I've had live steam on it before, and the steam oil ran right now.
You can't connect it up,
I didn't have my camera before, so I wanted to try and swing by and get your stuff before you guys packed up. How'd your fan run?
This whole day?
Yeah.
Sort of ran. I was trying to run it on mineral spirit, but it's really designed for alcohol. It worked, but it was sooting.
Ah, gotcha.
It was an experiment.
I don't get anything any of it's me, but it's still fun. Any idiot can do it. Good things they should do. We won't do things. I got a whole bunch of rest in hands. I've got to go watch.
I've seen a whole lot of that.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. I'll see if I can get it going.
Awesome water pump. Man, that really is. It's just such an interesting.
And that pumps it out of here. And you hook the pump in, and you can manually.
Oh, that is cool. Thank you so much for starting it up.
Really neat.
Thank you. This part of the other engine.
What do you think of the ones they had in the concession? What do you call the room where the everything's for sale?
Yeah.
Consignment room?
Consignment room.
There were two in there.
Oh, was there? I missed them.
They were, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be wrong, but... Yeah, it's a really...
It's a pretty little engine.
That is. Good runner, too.
Finally.
Take a while?
Take 10 minutes to warm up. And
really?
I finally figured out...
Why?
And if somebody turns it backwards, it moves the timing. That's why I put the pen in there.
That's awesome. Thanks for bringing them out.
Thank you.
Like somebody's got a lot of birthday candles on a cake one, doesn't it? So, could that be those two hitting each other, or my adjustment on the displacer rod? Play with it. So,
and I pretty quickly wound up in the technical. actually work pretty much. I was one of those guys that when there was some hot deal, customer had to educate somebody from that story. I saw it. So I've been Tony, and I always get that one with Tony. I'm on to the next one. But it was great. I traveled all over the world.
Always looks amazing. You getting a little closer every year?
Yeah, every year.
That's with every hobby. That is yours? Man, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Work of art. What are you going to do with it? You can't take it out. It's too pretty.
That's what people say. But I think I'll think you'll be able to run it?
It'll get a lot of miles per day.
It's going to run the crap out.
It won't look correct according to the photographs. It won't look correct
until you run the crap out. That's right.
Grimy and
grease covered.
Grease covered. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is nicer.
Is he here?
No.
Can you take a picture of it?
Oh, he's cool.
And then Gary. Gary started building. He built the boiler and wheels of this one. And then my dad and I finished it years later.
That's badass.
There he is. Even.
That's mine.
Oh, wow. That's a neat little tractor. I fun these dogs. They built it like a Rumble kind of.
Yeah. You know, same. Got a transmission gearbox under it. Dude, I love the stuff people built.
Well, here.
Some people look at this stuff and they're like, oh, that's